The frog in the window will sing for you. The frog in the window will smile for you with his straw hat and his cane. And you know that you will not be the same, 'cause the frog in the window will dance for you. He'll tap out the rhythm in his bright red shoes. And if you ask why this is done, he'll say you're only old when you will not be young. And the frog in the window will answer you. The questions you bring in a cup to view, and if his answer is not the best,
you're listening to In the Window with DJ Frogs on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more.
Fair for 2 farthings, my father bought me a little white mouse at Highdown Fair. For 2 farthings, my father bought me a little white mouse. Along came a grey cat and ate up the white mouse my father bought in the market square. Along came a grey cat and ate up the white mouse my father bought in the market square. At Highdown Fair, for 2 farthings, my father bought me a little white mouse. Along came a black dog and jumped on the grey cat who ate up the white mouse my father bought in the market square. At Highdown Fair, for 2 farthings, my father bought me a little white mouse. Along came an old stick and beat off the black dog who jumped on the grey cat who ate up the white mouse my father bought in the market square. At Highdown Fair, for 2 farthings, my father bought me a little white mouse. Along came a fire and burned up the old stick which beat off the black dog that jumped on the grey cat who ate up the white mouse my father bought in the market square. At Highdown Fair, for 2 farthings, my father bought me a little white mouse. Water and put out the fire which burned up the old stick which beat off the black dog that jumped on the grey cat who ate up the white mouse my father bought in the market square. At Highdown Fair, for 2 farthings, my father bought me a little white mouse. Along came a grey dog and drank all the water which put out the fire which burned up the old stick which beat of the black dog that jumped on the grey cat who ate up the white mouse my father bought in the market square. At Highdown Fair, for 2 farthings, my father bought me a little white mouse. Along came a butcher and slaughtered the grey dogs which drank all the water which stood up the fire which burned up the old stick which beat up the black dog that jumped on the grey cat who ate up the white mouse my father bought in the market square.
Bett, den Wahl vor der Butcher, ich lohnt an der Quetox, ich drank all the water, ich spit up the fire, ich burned up the joystick, ich beat off the black dog, that jumped on the grey cat, and wake up the white mouse. My father bought in the market square, at high down fair, for 2 farthings, my father bought me a little white mouse. And last came the Lord, who threw down the angel, who came for the butcher, who stole out the grey fox, which drank all the water, which put out the fire, which burned up the yule stick, which beat off the black dog that jumped on the grey cat, who ate up the white mouse, my father bought in the market square. And last came the Lord, who threw down the angel, who came for the butcher, who stole out the grey fox, which drank all the water, which put out the fire, which burned up the yule stick, which beat up the black dog that jumped on the grey cat, who ate up the white mouse, my father bought in the market square. At high down fair, for 2 farthings, my father bought me a little white mouse.
Dansant la ronde de l'amour. Hello. Come in, come in, come in. It wasn't difficult to find, was it?
No, come in here, yeah, this way.
Let me take your coat. That's beautiful. What is it? No, no, don't tell me. Let me guess. It's, yes, I thought it was. What? Well, come closer and I'll whisper it to you. It's... Yes? Well, of course. I'm always right. Do go in. No, the lights haven't fused. It's candlelight. Now, what would you like to drink? I've started on champagne. That is a beautiful dress. Do sit down. No, not over there. It's too far away. Come over here. It's closer to everything. Lovely to see you. Here's to a pleasant evening and a few surprises. There we are. Are you comfortable? Now, where shall we begin? Well, this begins with a glen. It begins with a season, which, for want of a better reason, we'll call April. It begins with a forest, where the woodchucks woo, and leaves wax green, and the vines entwine moonlight lovers. Try to see it not with your eyes, because they're wise, but with your ears, the cool green breathing of the leaves, and hear it with the inside of your hand, the soundless sound of shadows. Celebrate sensation. Recall that secret place. You've been there. You remember? That special place where someone held your hand and love was sweeter than the berries or the honey or the stinging taste of mint. It is April, before a rainfall. Perfect time.
Be in love. rape, 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 rape.
Utterly amazing how many different kinds of rape there are. There's Italian rape. Uno, due, tre, quattro, cinque. Quante lire? Look into my eyeballs, you will see the fire. How much lire have you got? Only a quarter? Oh, Madonna, you didn't daughter. For that, I'll have your daughter. Japanese rape, of course.
American rape is full of hate, and we're told practically every minute of the hour. And the way we're going, we'll never be late, except for that date with impatient black power.
Beginnings of Chinese rape. Endless. One does need time, as any Englishman will explain, if only to apologize for the agonized inconvenience caused to Mother Nature's forbidden walls.
In France, of course, where fun is greedy, the women are a little more seedy, and rape is hardly ever necessary. So even if the franc is down, la plume de ma tante is always up and around. In Germany, it isn't always remembered. What with Liszt, Wagner and Tannhauser, the rape is synonymous with vips, bunkers and mousers, which makes it all comparatively kinky, with gas thrown in to get rid of the stinky.
In Russia, it's far too cold for anything so bold. And being notoriously political, if a trifle hypocritical, rape becomes piratical. And Czechoslovakia are far more suitable.
Which makes the whole thing rather nasty, tasteless and rather hasty. But as Jason King would say, it depends so much on what you fancy.
Notre terre noire et claire qui qui tournait dans ce tourne pour tout le monde, voici la ronde de
Jenny kissed me when we met, jumping from the chair she sat in. Time, you thief, who love to get sweets into your list, put that in. Say I'm weary, say I'm sad, say that health and wealth have missed me. Say I'm growing old, but add, Jenny kissed. For her mummy, like the man who loses his money, like the clown who cries, though he's funny, and the way I cry over you, like a beggar who roams over back streets and the shadow that follows behind. It's the faith of love that he's after, and the tears that fall from his eyes. It's the way I cry over you. That's how I want you. I know I need you. I want you near me. River that flows without ending. Like the tears that fall from my eyes. Like the rain that comes without warning. And the breeze that a blind man can feel. Like the sun that shadows a rainbow. Like an empty dream. The way I cry over you. Thank you.
He was found by the Bureau of Statistics to be one against whom there was no official complaint. And all the reports on his conduct agree that in the modern sense of an old-fashioned word, he was a saint. For in everything he did, he served the greater community. Except for the war, till the day he retired, he worked in a factory and never got fired. Satisfied his employers. Fudge Motors, Inc. Yet he wasn't a scab or odd in his views, for his union reports that he paid his dues. Our report on his union shows it was sound, and our social psychology workers found that he was popular with his mates and liked a drink. The press are convinced that he bought on paper every day and that his reactions to advertisements were normal in every way. Policies taken out in his name prove that he was fully insured, and his health card shows he was once in hospital but left it cured. Both producers' research and high-grade living declare he was fully sensible to the advantages of the installment plan and had everything necessary to the modern man. A phonograph, a radio, a car and a frigidaire. Our researchers into public opinion are content that he held the proper opinions for the time of year. When there was peace, he was for peace. When there was war, he went. He was married and added 5 children to the population, which our Eugenie says was the right number for a parent of his generation. And our teachers report that he never interfered with their education. And was he free? Was he happy? The question is absurd. Had anything been wrong, we should certainly have heard.
Seems, I know not seems. It's not your hair, your eyes, your lips, your face that gleams. When I tell all those lies, it's then. When I touch you, maybe you want to care. Once bitten, twice shy, and you seem nowhere there. And I, just another lie. It's then, when I touch you, it seems you're far away. Your body's breath on me. It seems you want to stay, and a part longs to. It's then when I touch you.
Oh, have you seen this? Where is it? Oh, yes, here it is. Yes, this letter was printed in the Sunday Times, London, 28th of September, 1969. Shall I read it to you? It was headed, Skinheads in Skirts. We are 2 girls who, according to your article, are skinheads. We don't think you know much about us. Round our way, the boys wear big boots, like you say, called bother boots. We're called bothers, mods, peanuts, and a variety of other names. The boys have crops, like the boys in your picture, not crew cuts, and braces are worn with their Levi's. We do work hard, unlike the hippies. I say we because we girls are mods or bovers or peanuts, as well as the boys. If you want to see real, clean, decent ones, come to Bookham. We don't like long hair, hippies, flowery clothes, and anything which attracts attention. As for us girls, we wear skirts that are long by today's standards. Most of us have crops, hair that is short on top with long back and sideboards. We wear maxi cardies, stretch lace blouses, and we don't wear makeup anymore. We're just out for a good time. Miss Jane Skinner and Chris Webb, age 15, Great Bookham.
Billy was a queer, pilly sexy hippie. He wore gear, frilly hairy zippy. More hair in the winter, less hair in the summer. His mac was black, scarf immaculate, tied loosely. Knots interfered with promiscuity. Beads that went all the way to eternity, especially on his trips around 3:30, did Billy the queer, pilly sexy hippie. Then one night he went to troll the dilly to spend a penny and met a skinhead Kenny. Kenny was one too many, a skinhead who hated plenty. But Billy loved his puritanical gear, his boots, his braces, his hair, and something else which was quite rare. Kenny was a doer, pimply silly drear, whose only joy was knocking down a queer. So the moment his beetle-esque brows rose in frenzy, Billy gulped, zipped up, and looked less trendy. But Crew Cut Ken and all his men stomped out in rounded style, their boots as small as size being 10, they had to walk in Indian file. Billy ran up the stairs to the street and suddenly found he was surrounded by feet. What was night became the day that lovely Ken didn't want to play. Instead he looked like some bad trip, not at all like any hopeful Kip. Which made poor Billy realize that peanuts just don't vitalize.
Stop. Thud, socky, thud, thud, thud again with the magnificent Ken. A thing into face, grab hair quickly, snip, 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 till all was prickly, flat.
So, just like mine.
What? Oh, poor Billy, no more hat size 9. But stop!
Halt! Go back. Rerun reel. What's that between Ken's clammy hand? A load of hay? Familiar material?
A wig!
Detached from yellow band?
No, I must be Ken.
Underneath this golden mass is a head as bare...
As bare as my arse.
And what's this now? Barer still, peeping out in another thrill from torn blouse and button spill...
A pair of skinnies. God, what a pair. She's a bird. She's a bird. A bird!
So Ken became a less dour, silly, pimply drear, because Billy certainly was no pilly, sexy, hippie, queer. That moment I touched your lingering gaze and felt your eyes regret their moment's due and why they should be suspect of my intent, which was hardly new. So many times before I tried to wrong, of all you'd spent every single day, you find it hard to remember, to forget it wasn't you. Things I said I was made to do, make love to all who paid the price, like you, to wine and dine, and next in line, a room with a view. Those lonely hours, those endless waits, roaming with one motivation, a horse, your kingdom for a horse to ride, your woman's invitation. You find it hard to remember. To forget.
You're listening to In the Window with DJ Frogs on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world. That's BritPlantsRadio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritblastradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives and more.
That moment I touched your lingering gaze and felt your eyes regret their moment's due, and why they should be suspect of my intent, which was hardly new. So many times before I tried to wrong, of all you'd spent every single day, you find it hard to remember, to forget it wasn't you. Those things I said I was made to do, make love to all who paid the price, like you, to wine and dine, and next in line, a room with a view. Those lonely hours, those endless waits, roaming with one motivation, a horse, your kingdom for a horse to ride, your woman's invitation. You find it hard to remember. Nature's bower, growing some radishes and the occasional flower. Poor Mrs. Thumbcatch, meanwhile, waited back at home. Her only comfort was an alabaster gnome. Her husband lost sight of the wood amongst the trees. He was a man of nature who forgot his birds and bees.
Neville Thumbcatchew! Neville Thumbcatchew! Best things in life are free, so just forget the cost. Enjoy your pride and you won't miss just what you lost.
So Mrs. Thumbcatch left as soon as she was able. She took the dog, the cat, and the budgie they called Mabel. She said at last her future now was free from doubts. With George the milkman, she'd have kids, not Brussels sprouts. His allotment is a place that's never seen, because he has to tidy up and cook and clean. Sometimes sadness comes and then it's gone, as a Neville Thumbcat show goes on and on and on and on.
Neville Thumbcatch you! Neville Thumbcatch you! Best things in life are free, so just forget the cost.
I just don't know why. My life has been spent behind doors, on platforms, exits and walls. And now I'm alone in this world. It seems I've been waiting in vain for someone to come to the door. Once again, flight number 10 from where? She would take the last flight. I wonder who they're waiting for. Can't be flight number 10. Wish that boy would stop picking his nose. Why is waiting so bare? Wait a minute. What's that? What's the announcer saying? Flight 404. No. That's not. I think I've missed her often before. I just don't know why. my hopes and my doubts hurting more, my life wasted and gone. When that train, boat or that plane refused to arrive in the rain, to alter my life all the same, once again. I've been waiting too long. I just can't remember why. My life has been spent behind doors, on platforms, exits, and walls. And now I'm alone in this world. It seems I've been waiting in vain for someone to come to the door. Never, ever again. Flight number 10. Walk into my eyes and watch me smile, but pay no heed of lips that do beguile. Wander through my mind and lie upon and lie upon my heart. Pay no attention to this part. It is the end. It is the end. Maybe I can see you leaving now, for we must depart. I have not those intimate, improbable thoughts that shade your eyes, softer than your own soft awakening. Wrong that moment when you felt ensnared with music more shared than words. Fail to touch that shy smile upon your lips, more stinging than the taste of mint. Look deeper than your wildest dreams upon disillusion of your heart, or sigh more sadly than your own wise eyes. If you have, then think not I own my shame. It is yours, my lady. We will share them and those who dare to say my singing was meant to hurt, in spite of smiles more sly than kind. We will do all this with words that shall forfeit thoughts like fear, hate. Must I insist, and how? Why is April more than less a month of love, and all the rest a restless wander of my soul? Thank you.
Josef Schmidt.
Die Bundeswehr ist die Schule der Nation.
Auf, nieder, auf, nieder, auf, nieder, auf, wieder, auf, wieder, auf,
Wenn der Bundeswehrsoldat die Nation verteidigt, verteidigt er auch dich. Wenn der Heimatschützer seine Heimat schützt, schützt er auch dich. Wenn der KZ-Wächter das KZ bewacht, bewacht er auch dich.
Wenn dein Meister zu dir sagt, was wir brauchen, ist eine starke Hand, dann hau ihm ordentlich eins in die Fresse. Wenn dein Lehrer zu dir sagt, alle Langhaarigen haben Läuse, sag ihm, Adolf hatte nach dem Krieg Würmer.
Thank you.
Freigabe der Schwangerschaftsunterbrechung widerspricht dem Sinn der Familie, deren Aufgabe ja gerade die Erziehung des Nachwuchses ist. Völkischer Beobachter.
You heard a woman nation. Well, that's coming, baby. What we need is a power of trust that it's coming. You've heard of law of selection. Well, that's how we're gonna do it, baby. We allow men who wanna join us, and the rest can just stay by themselves.
Have been. Thanks for listening.